All right, Dave. Had a great start to the race. Looked pretty good even through the halfway point. Even after Gruhl got into second, you maintained about a five-car length lead or so. And then some lap traffic came, and I'm not sure whether the car went away or maybe the faster cars got up to you.
It just, probably about 15 to go, it lost all drive. I had no tires left. I just buzzed the tires. I kind of thought if I moved up into the grip, it might have gained some grip, and it just didn't. It was just loose to the center, and I knew they were going to eat me up. So I just thought I'd move up and see if they can drive underneath me, and Daryl did. I mean, Otto, that car is just, I really think a monkey could drive that car right now, and I don't think it's showing Otto's talent at all. That car's a rocket. So I mean, I'd like to see some other people in that car, and I think they'd be better than him. But I don't know. You know, I'll keep the straight axle in it for now, and hopefully next year. You know, it might have independent, but I don't know if we'll be here next year.
After you got passed, fell back to what, fourth? Stayed in third. You had a grand view for that finish.
It was good. It was good. That was the first time I ever seen someone do a 360 in front of me and keep it going like Daryl did. But he's pretty good at that. I've seen him do it a couple times back when I was a kid, so it was good. You know, we're gaining on it. We're slowly gaining out. We're getting in the right direction, and it's just been a lot of work, especially all my guys. Every week we've just been scratching our heads at this thing, and our shock guy, this is his setup this week, and we all scratch our heads, so there's no way this is even going to work, and it works, so.
Next week, last regular season race before Classic. Need to conserve everything, or do you just go for the win and see where it goes? Thanks, yeah.
Just throw some more stuff at it next week and see if we can get it a little bit better. I mean, that's all we got to do. I mean, honestly, we work harder than any other crew down here. I mean, if I wreck this car, I got to fix it. I can't just call up Joe Hawksby and have Joe Hawksby come down and fix it for me like the blue car's down there. So
there's only one blue car down there now.
Blue and black. They're all the same. But I don't know.
Who do you have to thank for your top five, Don? Your podium finish tonight. You got third.
Well, Premier Landscaping, Edward Jones, Scott Stefanko, Port City Collision, Eagle One, Doug's Barbershop, all my crew guys. I mean, we put a ton of time and effort into this thing, and it's five nights a week right now, and it's just a ton of work, and I got to thank them. Chris, Steve, they're there every night. We're all scratch our heads at this car, because this car used to be the fastest car down here before they allowed them independent things down here. So hopefully we're gaining on it, and hopefully we got something here in a couple weeks.